Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Bob Prosen. BobProsen.com is the website. Kiss Theory Goodbye is his website. We're talking about being able to sustain your competitive advantage, making sure that whatever it is that people like about you right now, why do they do business with you? Whatever that is, whatever special sauce that you've come up with, can you sustain that? You know, the marketplace is not just changing, it's transforming, and it's having an effect on the way you're on your special sauce, Bob, isn't it?
It definitely is, and anybody in business today should be a little bit worried and should look over their shoulder once in a while, because the competition is strategizing all the time on how to take your business and your customers away. It's a fact.
But worse than that, though, there's technology that's coming at us that's indifferent to whether we even exist or not. It's going to disrupt us if we don't pay attention.
That's exactly right. So as I was mentioning right before the break, I think I was in Houston. I was talking to a bunch of small business leaders, and I was talking to them about this give before you get strategy. And
right,
for whatever reason, a couple of the folks felt like it doesn't work for a hard, good company. So I said, what do you do? This fella stood up and he said, I provide boilers to hospitals. See if you can make that work. And I said to him, all right, that's a great challenge.
Yeah.
Why do hospitals buy a boiler? He goes, well, they have to have heat, and they have to. I said, no, that's not why they buy boilers. He said, yes, they do. I sell them. I said, not why they buy it. They buy boilers for a number of other reasons. One, manage energy costs. Two, have a quality air environment because you're in sterile conditions to produce steam for cleaning. That's why they buy boilers, my friend. And what are you doing to educate them on those subjects? If you'll educate them on those subjects, then they associate you with the knowledgeable guy that just happens to sell boilers, that happens to solve all of those problems.
And if you're the only person who's giving this information, they're not going to go looking for somebody else who's smart. They already have that person. And you know who you should talk about this? Robert Ringer wrote a book called Winning Through Intimidation 30 years ago, 40 years ago. 40 years ago, probably, Winning Through Intimidation. What he meant by that, he didn't mean intimidation like being aggressive. He meant intimidation by meaning that people would do business with you because they'd be afraid not to do business with you.
It is so
They didn't want to lose whatever they thought you had.
That's exactly right. Why would they?
Mm-hmm.
If you could deal with an expert versus someone else, would you deal with the expert? And I think you would.
Especially
if all things are equal.
Especially if that person is donating, giving, as you said, giving it in advance, paying it forward, so to speak. Especially if they're doing that with seemingly no strings attached.
Jim, you've got it nailed. And I think the more that your listeners hear this today, listen to it, think about it, bring it back to their business, strategize on how this will work for them, open their minds up to the use of give before you get.
Yep.
Using videos, white papers, articles, all the different ways to get to your prospects, you will be amazed at how people come to you for advice. And when they come to you for advice, obviously you've got solutions.
And you know what else? They tell their friends about it.
They tell their
colleagues about it.
And the people that are coming to you, Jim, are qualified. They already know.
They're pre-qualified. That's the reason why you said without hiring more salespeople, but you do have to, earlier in the previous segment, but you do have to have salespeople. But these salespeople, though, Bob, have to be trained for this new approach, too.
They do, and they've got to be good. They've got to be great problem solvers. They have to have empathy for their customers, and they've got to be able to close. You have to close.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that... That's the old adage. You know, you kind of get to the altar and you don't ask to get married.
ABC. ABC.
Always be closing.
That's exactly right. No, that's right. And see, I worry that a lot of salespeople are going into customers, or their customers are coming in the store, and the salespeople act like the customer knows nothing. And more than likely, the customer is way ahead of you. And if you act like they know nothing, if you are training your people to be prepared for a well-informed, pre-qualified prospect, you're going to insult them. They're going to go away.
That is so true. And you shouldn't be asking them things they expect you to know.
That's exactly right. Yep.
You should have done your research. In fact, what people should do is they should spend some time over the next few days and write down the top 3 to 5 questions they should be asking all new prospects.
Mm-hmm.
And those questions have nothing to do with their product. They
right.
have all to do about their business and their issues.
Right.
And the better they get at this, the easier it is for them to sell.
Well said. That's a good last word. BobProzen.com is the website. Book is called Kiss Theory. Goodbye, Bob. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done.
My pleasure, Jim. Good to talk with
we'll
you and
see
all
you
your
next
folks.
See you next time. Bob Prozen, folks. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.